Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's push for self-reliance has taken an interesting turn, this time in the world of consulting. Meghna Mittal reports that the government is exploring a new idea of nurturing Indian consulting giants that could stand toe-to-toe with the likes of Deloitte, PwC, EY, and KPMG. On June 5th, the PMO called a meeting to assess the feasibility of creating Indian consulting majors and cutting reliance on foreign advisory firms. The Big Four have witnessed strong growth in India in recent years, helped by lucrative government contracts. Elon Musk's Starlink is a step closer to launching its satellite broadband services in India, with the Department of Telecommunications set to grant it a license this month, reports Danish Khan. Once approved, Starlink will need clearance from the Indian space regulator, InSpace. Its rival, Amazon Kuiper, may, however, face a longer wait as its license application is still being processed. Indian stocks are trailing behind other emerging markets in 2025. The MSCI India Index has risen just 2.33% this year, compared to a 9% gain in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, the first underperformance since 2020. Rich valuations and concerns over a slowing economy are weighing on investor sentiment, with experts expecting the market to move sideways in the near term. The Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, plans to sue Amazon and Flipkart for selling non-certified goods and may seek compensation of as much as 10 times the value of the seized products, reports Aishwarya Nair and Pawan Brugula. The Bureau raided the e-commerce giant's warehouses in March, confiscating items such as insulated flasks, ceiling fans, and baby diapers that lacked the mandatory BIS mark. As India and the US resume trade talks in New Delhi today, Sweta Goswami reports that the negotiations, complicated by a hike in metal tariffs, rulings by US courts, and India objecting to tariffs at the WTO, could still produce a mini deal by the end of June. India is likely to offer the US sweeteners across automobiles, defense, and energy products to avoid further escalation in the trade war. When it comes to corporate fraud, chartered accountants are often among the first to see the signs on the account books. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of India has offered to step up its efforts to fight fraud by tapping into the expertise of its members, encouraging them to sound the alarm on suspicious transactions and other red flags, according to a report by Pawan Brugula. This is aimed at helping regulators catch financial shenanigans early and protect shareholders. Meanwhile, SEBI is hoping to grow India's surprisingly small pool of accredited investors, reports Brijesh Kumar. With just about 200 registered so far, SEBI plans to simplify the registration process by allowing digital onboarding and reduced fees to encourage more wealthy individuals to join the system. India's AI push has got a major boost, reports Ehik Sewa, with the government dispersing over 112 crore rupees in subsidies for high-end GPUs. Sarvam AI's co-founder Pratyush Kumar bagged the largest single allocation, receiving 40,096 NVIDIA H100 SXM GPUs with a subsidy of 98.68 crore rupees. The scheme aims to make computing accessible to AI startups, researchers, and government entities. And finally, the highly anticipated reunion of director Mani Ratnam and star actor Kamal Hassan in Thug Life may not have landed the punch fans were hoping for, writes Abhishek Srivastav. Check out his review of the film here. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.